It's allergy season. That means runny noses, watery eyes, and sneezing. Some people love a good sneeze. In ancient times, it was even considered to be a good omen. Weekend Edition Saturday's Classics commentator, Elaine Fantham, joins us from Toronto. Elaine, hi.
Hello, Linda.
Why was sneezing a good omen?
Because it was seen as something humans couldn't engineer. It was spontaneous. It came over them. It was out of their control.
So a gift from the gods, a sneeze, perhaps.
Yes, and in fact, most of the sneeze stories mentioned the gods pretty quickly because, of course, omens were sent by the gods.
What about allergies sent by the gods? Do you think that the ancients knew about goldenrod, for example?
Anything I've read is remarkably free of any references to being made to sneeze by pollen. In Xenophon, when the Greek mercenaries who are trying to escape, they've been stranded in Turkey when their commanding officer was killed. They're trying to escape and they're surrounded by barbarians. They don't know whether these are good barbarians or bad barbarians. And Xenophon makes a brave speech saying that we have many glorious hopes of coming safely through and returning to Greece. And at that moment, somebody unidentified sneezes. And all the soldiers are so pleased that they bow down before God at the sound of this good omen.
Maybe it was dusty in Turkey.
Well, this is it. I'm thinking that's the only one of my sneeze stories which gives you the kind of setting where you might have a dust or pollen allergy coming in.
I gather that that people are not the only beings who sneeze. God sneezes too.
Yes, in fact, it's much better, I think, if the gods sneeze. In the earliest story about sneezing, it is again a human who sneezes, and it's actually rather a nice story. You know how patiently Penelope waited for Odysseus to return. And he comes back disguised as a beggar, and Penelope doesn't know this, and she's telling the trusty swineherd how Odysseus will really take revenge on the suitors if and when he returns. And at that moment, her son Telemachus, who isn't in the conversation, has a big sneeze. And this makes Penelope laugh. She's so happy because the sneeze means that Odysseus will return. So that's a human sneeze.
Uh-huh.
But for instance, in Theocritus is talking about one of his friends, and he says, oh yes, the love god sneezed for Simicidas because he loved Myrto so much that he had to have the help of the love gods.
Here in the West, we say, bless you when someone sneezes. Germans say, Gesundheit. It sounds to me like this is still connected to the ancients. I mean, we're invoking the gods when someone sneezes.
Yes, I think we really are. But the thing that makes it different, of course, is that in our ancient stories, the gods did the blessing beforehand. I mean, if the god wanted to bless you, he would make the sneeze happen. So the blessing was the cause and the sneeze was the result.
And now we've switched it around.
Yeah. One of my favorite little stories is a poem of Catullus's about two lovers, and they're really soppy. And he says, oh, my darling Acme, if I don't love you to distraction and love you forever through all the years, may I meet a hungry lion in scorching Libya. And love sneezes on his right to show that love approves of this sort of oath of loyalty. And Acme kisses him back and says, so may we serve only the god of love forever, as my passion is much bigger and burns much more fiercely in my heart. And the love god sneezes at that. But, you know, one of the things that Catullus also tells us is that lovers' oaths don't have to be true. The gods will punish people for false oaths unless they're lovers. They don't have the lasting power of other kinds of oath.
Like sneezes.
Yes, no, but it's the god that does the sneezing.
I see. Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Linda.
Elaine Fantham is Professor Emerita of Classics at Princeton University. She's Weekend Edition's Classics commentator. She joined us from her home in Toronto. ¶¶
Thank you.